At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary hosted by me, Spencer. And yeah, I'm still feeling kind of groggy. It's been, what, four or five days since I've been back from Europe. So let's try not to be overly chill in this episode. Let's try and bring up the energy. Sometimes I gotta warm up to it. So, the first word in this episode is freeform, two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1950, number one, having or being an irregular or asymmetrical shape or design, as in freeform furniture. Maybe I should post a picture on the social media at Dictionary Pod of some freeform furniture. It's not symmetrical, maybe. Somebody was just having fun with the form. Ooh, what if we made a chair like this, where part of the chair is down here and part of the chair is up here, and you have to sit on it all wonky. Okay, number two is the 12B definition for the word free, which was over here, not restricted by or conforming to conventional forms. Free form. We are not taking the conventional form. We are doing a free form. The example here is free form dancing. Whatever the conventional dancing is, we're not doing that. We're doing stuff like this. This is my dance. I like freeform dancing. I should do more of that. Okay, that's it for freeform. I don't know if I got anything else. But what I do got is a sound effect, which is going to be... Next is freegan, F-R-E-E-G-A-N, noun from 2006. An activist who scavenges for free food as a means of reducing consumption of resources. Okay. The example is, the free food is waste receptacles. Oh, where they're searching is waste receptacles at stores and restaurants. And freeganism is a noun. Okay, I see what they've done here. They have basically taken the word vegan and turned it into freegan. Because you don't want to spend money and you want to reduce your consumption of resources. So you're just taking the leftover food in garbage cans so you're not adding to the waste that everybody else is adding to. So, you know, I respect the idea of not putting more stuff into our big old garbage dumps. But I don't know if dumpster diving is the best way to get your food. All right, you know, you could eat cheaply with less waste and not have to go into waste bins. Do you know anybody who's a freegan? I don't think I know anybody who's a freegan. This is probably just one of those where there was like a handful of people. There was some article that was written. And that's it. Freegan. Interesting. Okay. Now, we gotta go. Next is free hand. Look at Ma, I got free hands. So this is one word, adjective from circa 1862. This is done without medical aids or devices, as in freehand drawing. Freehand is also an adverb. So this is the adjective. You're describing things as being done without any other things to help you. I mean, you need a pencil or a pen or a paintbrush, something to draw with, to write with. But there are no mechanical aids or devices. No rulers. What's that thing called? Compass things where you make the circle. No other things like that. I did it freehand. I used my free hands to draw and dance. All right, now we will go. Freehand again. This time it's two words. Noun from 1890. It means freedom of action or decision. You are free from making a decision? Free from doing an action? I need an example sentence here. Freedom of action or decision. Living your life freehand. Somebody else is making your decisions for you. That would be kind of nice. What am I going to eat? You decide. Okay, well, we will go... Free-handed. Adjective from 1592. Are you left-handed or right-handed or ambidextrous? Nope. I'm none of those things. I'm free-handed. I don't even use my hands at all. Free-handed, the synonyms are generous and open-handed. Free-handedly is an adverb, and free-handedness is a noun. So, if you are giving away money, you are very generous. You have an open hand here. Let me take you into my house and give you a nice meal and a warm bed and shower for one night. Then you would be free-handed. It's interesting that we have three free-hand things here, and they're all a little bit different, aren't they? The first one is about no mechanical aids, drawing. The next one is about freedom of action or decision, whatever that means. And then the third one is being generous. Free-handed. You can be so many things when you are free-handed. Next is free-hearted, one word adjective from the 14th century. Number one, the synonyms are frank and unreserved. Frank and unreserved. So, yep, you're just open again. You're saying what's on your mind. Number two, the synonym is generous. Free-hearted. I am giving you my heart. I am opening up my heart, my home, my house, my whatever, my spleen to you. And because I'm so generous, I got a free heart. Everybody, free heart. First come, first serve, free heart. Free-heartedly is an adverb. Ba-dum, dum, ba-dum, boom, boom. Next is freehold, one word, noun from the 15th century. Number one is kind of long. A tenure of real property by which an estate in fee simple or fee tail or an estate for life is held. Didn't understand any of that. But also, there's more. An estate held by such tenure, the freehold. It says compared to the number one definition for the word fee, F-E-E. I'm not going to go back to read that. A tenure of real property by which an estate in fee simple or fee tail. Oh, this definition made me tired. I don't get it. But number two is British for freehold. This is an estate held in fee simple. Oh boy, it's making it even more complicated. I just want to go back to bed. Freehold is an adjective or an adverb, and freeholder is a noun. Something about estates. That's all I got. Now we shall go. Free jazz. Was I making free jazz sounds with my mouse? With my mouth? For the sound effect? Probably not. Free jazz is two words, noun from 1972. This is free-form jazz marked especially by an abandonment of preset chord progression and a lack of melodic pattern. Well, I appreciate that they are pushing the art form in this way. I recently saw some regular arts, you know, sculptures and paintings and things that were a little bit more in this world. Like, yeah, we don't want to do that thing. What is art? Let's try something else. Let's cut the canvas three times with a razor blade. Let's punch through the canvas. Let's do some other things that are kind of free form. But this one specifically is about jazz, and typically in jazz there's a chord progression, but there's no preset chord progression in free jazz. There is also not so much of a melodic pattern. What's a famous jazzy song? Or there's also there's not so much of a melodic melody in the free jazz, so you just sort of do whatever you want. This is free jazz. I suspect Miles Davis. I don't really know much of Miles Davis music. But I think maybe he was kind of in the free jazz world. 1972. Let's just look up. Let's bring up the old internet browser. Hey, internet browser, how you doing? Let's do famous free jazz, and then it fills in artists. Okay, we've got John Coltrane. Boy, he was only like 40 years old when he died. Ornette Coleman, Cecil Taylor, Sun Ra, Matana Roberts, Albert Ayler, Pharoah Sanders, Peter Brotzman, John Zorn, Anthony Braxton. Ooh, I think he played the contrabass sax, which I really enjoyed. And I think I do remember listening to some of that. And I was like, this is a little bit weird. So it was free jazz. There's a whole bunch of people here. I don't recognize most of them. Ooh, Thelonious Monk. I've seen his name. I know who he is, kind of. Charles Mingus. Yep, was he a bass player? So some of these I recognize. Free jazz, a revolutionary form of jazz music, boasts several iconic figures. Ornette Coleman, known for his album called Free Jazz, is considered a pioneer of the genre. John Coltrane, especially later in his career, also became a prominent figure in free jazz, notably with his album Ascension. Fantastic. Free jazz. My sound will be boom, 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 boom. Next is free kick. Two words. Noun from 1882. A kick, as in football, soccer, or rugby, with which an opponent may not interfere. The opponent is not allowed to interfere with the free kick, especially such a kick in any direction awarded because of an infraction of the rules by an opponent. So the other team, they messed up. They screwed up. So your team now gets a free kick. Maybe you're 20 yards away from the goal and you get to kick it at the goal. And maybe there's a line of opponents who want to block you, but they can't interfere with your actual kick. And then, of course, there's the goalie, and they're going to try and stop you. They're going to try and stop you during your free kick. It's a free kick. I'm kicking for free. And I'm also free-handed because I'm not using my hands. In soccer, at least. Freelance is next. First form, noun from 1820. Number 1A. Ooh, this one is usually two words, free lance. It is a mercenary, soldier, especially of the Middle Ages. The synonym is, oh boy, I don't know this word, condottiere? Condottiere. I must have read that in the C's, and I have no memory of that whatsoever. So, you know, this is the two-word form, and I assume lance is, maybe they used a lance. They used that tool, that weapon, and they were free about it. Just going around being free. Now I'm looking up this word. Condottiere? Where is it? C-O-N-D-O-T. That's all we need to know. All right, we're almost there. We're almost there. Yeah, this all of this stuff from the D's and earlier is not so good memories with that stuff. Let's see. Ooh, we're getting so close. Wow, boy, there. I do remember C was a very long letter. Condottiere. A leader of a band of mercenaries common in Europe between the 14th and 16th centuries. Also a member of such a band and a mercenary soldier is a condottiere. It's also a free lance. But we've got more. 1B. A person who acts independently without being affiliated with or authorized by an organization. They're free to move about the country, free to move about the cabin, free to do whatever they gotta do. Number 2, a person who pursues a profession without a long-term commitment to any one employer. I have never worked freelance. I have had some freelance jobs outside of my job. Hey, go shoot this thing, edit this thing. That's probably what it is. But my regular job is, I've had this job for over 18 years, same job, basically. But I do know people who have decided to go freelance. And, you know, there's pros and cons. You have to keep on trying to find work. So it's up to you to get that unless you're so good and word of mouth is so good that people are like, hey, come to this person for work because they do good stuff. You can charge more when you are freelance. So you're getting paid more money for the jobs that you do, but you may not have regular work. So it all sort of balances out. Plus, you then gotta pay for your own insurance, probably. You know, your health insurance, your dental insurance, your shoulder insurance, those types of insurances. So that's where, you know, the extra money goes towards paying for other things that if you had a regular job, a quote-unquote regular job, then you don't need to worry about some of those things. You know, so it's, you got to figure out what's right for you. All right, now let's make, there's no etymology here. Are we going to see some? Not really. I mean, we sort of know, but lance, does it literally come from, isn't lance like a weapon? And so did it go from this mercenary, this person who, yeah, mercenary soldier of the Middle Ages with a lance? Let's just look up lance real quick. And then it just sort of stuck. Let's see. Oh, yeah, steel-tipped spear, right? That's the lance. And Sir Lancelot loved to stab with his lance a lot. I don't fully understand this word lance unless it literally just comes from using this word. Somebody who is free to do what they want. Free agent. Now let's move on to the second form of freelance is an adjective from 1901, number 1A, of relating to or being a freelance. The synonym is independent, as in a freelance writer. You need me to write something for you? Call me up. I'll write something. It might not be very good, but I can be a freelance writer for you. 1B, done by a freelance, as in freelance reviewing. You're just reviewing stuff? Is this a job? Can I get the job of just reviewing things on a freelance, in a freelance way? Number 2, not sponsored by an organization, as in, freelance terrorists. They're just going around attacking people, and there's no organization who claims them. So they're freelance terrorists. What's your job? Are you full-time or are you freelance? Well, I'm freelance. Oh, what is it that you do? What do you freelance? Terror. Freelance is also an adverb. Now, we shall go. The third form of freelance is a verb from 1902. To act or work as a freelance. That was intransitive. Now we have transitive. To produce as a freelance, as in freelancing magazine articles. You're doing the action of freelancing. And there is a hair on my microphone. Did I get it? I think I got it. Okay. Well, that was all freelance. And I'm still curious about where the lance part comes from, if it's not this spear thing. But now we have freelancer. Still related. Noun from 1937. Number one is the 1B definition for freelance. And number two is the number two definition for the word freelance. So those would be in the noun one, which was the first one. And a person acting independently, not being affiliated or authorized by an organization, etc., etc. Freelancer. Now we shall go. Free living. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1818. Number one. Marked by more than usual freedom in the gratification of appetites. Marked by more than usual freedom in the gratification of appetites. I feel like this could have been worded better for stupid people like me. You have an appetite. I mean, this could be an appetite for food. It could be an appetite for life. Living large. You know, a variety of ways appetite can be used here. Marked by more than usual freedom in the gratification of appetites. So you are trying to gratify your appetite, satisfy your appetite. And if you have free living, then it takes more effort, more of that living to get gratified for your specific appetite. I don't know, this one's kind of funny. Number 2A, not fixed to the substrate, but capable of motility, as in a free living protozoan. That protozoan is just living the big life, free living. They're not fixed to a thing, and they can move around. They've got those little hairs around their body, probably, to help them. That's the sound of the protozoa. Now we have 2B. Being metabolically independent, also neither parasite nor parasitic or symbiotic, as in a free-living adult hairworm. Hairworm? Hair cream? Okay. Metabolically independent, it's not a parasite, it's not in a symbiotic situation, it's free-living. This hairworm can just go about where it goes. It's not attached to anybody or anything. So it's free living. I want to be a free living adult hairworm. What's my sound? My sound is freeload. One word, verb from circa 1934. This looks to be only intransitive. To impose upon another's generosity or hospitality without sharing in the cost or responsibility involved. And the synonym is sponge. Freeloader is a noun. Yeah, you're... So, the etymology of this word, freeload. Are you taking the load? You're taking something for free? Trying to think of how to reword this, but I mean, we understand the idea, the concept of, hey, maybe there's somebody who is free-hearted or free-handed, and they're very generous with their house, whatever. And then somebody comes in and takes advantage of this free-hearted person, and they are a freeloader. They're taking all the loads of food into their bedroom. I don't know. Don't know how this word became this word. Don't be a freeloader. That's what I gotta say. Pitch in. It's not that hard. Say, hey, how can I help? Hey, what can I do? I'm so sorry for intruding and making your life a little bit more difficult, so I will try to make it as least difficult as possible by not being a freeloader. Next is free love. Two words, noun from 1822. The band Morphine has a song called Free Love. It's an interesting song. I haven't heard it in a little while. I should listen to that again. Free love. You get what you pay for with free love. So what is this? Number one, living openly with a sexual partner without marriage. That seems like a quite old way to describe this situation, because this word is from 1822, which was over 200 years ago. So you are in a relationship with somebody, you're living together, we're assuming it's a sexual relationship, although I don't think it has to be if the people are asexual, but they're not married. And so the old fogies at that time would have said, oh, that's a free love situation right there. You're being free with your love. No, you got to pay for your love. Number two is sexual relations with no commitments by either partner. The summer of love, the 60s were a big, and the 70s probably, that was a big time for free love. Just going, getting sexually gratified, free living, living freely, with you know, a number of partners, sexual partners. But, you know, we don't want to be serious. We don't want to get into a relationship. We just want to have some fun. We want some free love. Right? Right. That's free love. And now we should go to something a little bit different. Free lunch. Two words. Noun from 1949. This is something one does not have to pay for. The free lunch is the thing that you don't have to pay for. Also, the synonym free ride, which will that be in the next episode? Yes, it will. So we are not literally talking about lunch. I mean, I feel like we should be. It could be. It could be your lunch could be free, and then you'd call that a free lunch. But this is just anything that you get that you don't have to pay for is free lunch. The freeloader is probably getting a lot of free lunches. I'm running out of weird ways to do a trumpety sound. Freely is next. Adverb from before the 12th century. There is one main definition and then a bunch of subs. It means in a free manner. As a, of one's own accord, as in, left home freely. They did it on their own accord. They did it when they wanted, how they wanted. They left home freely. B, with freedom from external control, as in, a freely elected government. Oh, those seem pretty nice. I think there are some countries who do not have that situation. There is no external control coming in to control the situation. It's free. C, without restraint or reservation, as in spent freely on clothes. They did not restrain how much money they spent. That is not how I live my life. I am not just buying a bunch of stuff freely. It's funny because the clothes are not free. The clothes are not a free lunch. You have to pay for them. But you're being free with your money. You're being what's a good term? You're liberating your money, emancipating it. You are being liberal with your money. D, without hindrance, as in a gate swinging freely. There's nothing stopping the gate. It's just going. That's a freely swinging gate. E, not strictly following a model, convention, or rule, as in freely translated. So when you were doing the translation, you did it freely? You didn't stick to model, convention, or rule, so that might be kind of a confusing translation, I would guess. All right, moving on to... Boom, 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 boom. Free man. Or just freeman. Noun from before the 12th century. I shall point out that at the beginning of the previous episode, we had freed man. That man was freed. That person was freed. And here is free man. Number one, one enjoying civil or political liberty. And number two, one having the full rights of a citizen. And of course, you know, we are using the older definition of the word man, which basically just means person. But of course, it has taken on a different meaning these days. More people should be free man, freemen, freemen. All right, one more word. Free market. Two words, noun from 1897. An economy operating by free competition. And I believe this is also probably related to the word in the previous episode, free enterprise. Did we have anything before that? I don't think so. So yes, there's competition between businesses. We try to get rid of all the monopolies. It's the free market. Again, similar to free enterprise, I am not the best person to talk about this topic because I just don't know stuff. But what I do know is that I am about to pick a word of the episode. And I do know that these were the words that we had in this episode. We had free form, freegan, free hand, free hand, free handed, free hearted, free hold, free jazz, free kick, freelance, 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 freelancer, free living, free load, free love, free lunch, freely, free man, and free market. What do you like? What would you pick as the word of the episode? The one that I would pick would be the one that I shall say soon, but I can't think of what it is because there's a few good ones. Let's see. I don't like it when people are freeloading. Those freeloaders, don't care for them. Free jazz seems like kind of fun, but it's maybe not my most favorite type of music, I'm thinking. Let's pick. Oh, I would love a free lunch. Can you give me lunch for free, please? Thank you. I don't know. Let's just pick free love as the word of the episode. Free love, free love. Everybody's doing the deed. Free love. They're not in a relationship. This is a terrible song. It's a song about free love. Free love. Free love. Free love. Just saying it musically. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you about a movie that I watched. I have stocked up a number of movies on my list since I didn't have a lot. Okay. I watched another movie on the plane. This was... the documentary about Led Zeppelin called Becoming Led Zeppelin, and it's about how they formed, who they were when they were children, how they got to know each other, how they became Led Zeppelin, and they were like, wow, we're cool, we're great, and then they made albums, and they toured, and the documentary goes up through their second album, and then it stops. It says, no more for you. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a sequel coming about more albums, but it wouldn't be called Becoming Led Zeppelin. It would be Now We Are Led Zeppelin. They have become Led Zeppelin is. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know a ton about Led Zeppelin. I know, you know, their hits. I know a good chunk of their hits and some stuff. So it was very interesting. And there's a lot of really good archive videos and photos and stuff. It's worth a watch.
Becoming Led Zeppelin.
I shall now end this episode and say thank you for checking this show out with all of the nonsense that happens. It's a podcast, but it is also a video show that you can watch on my YouTube channel, Speedjampar. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Thank you so much. Goodbye.